The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas.
Welcome to the Blonde Files podcast. I'm your host, Ariel Lori, and I'm here to talk all things wellness, from how to achieve optimal health and well-being to the best beauty tips and everything in between. No topic is off limits. I know there's so much information out there, so I'm bringing on expert guests and sharing my own experiences to help you sift through all the wellness stuff without the BS. Enjoy the show. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. Today's episode is fascinating, so get ready because it's kind of a wild ride. I'm talking to Dr. Stephanie Venn Watson. She is the CEO of Serafina Therapeutics. She is a seasoned veterinary epidemiologist and public health scientist. She previously served at the World Health Organization and the U.S. Navy, and she has had a lifelong mission of helping people and animals age better, our favorite topic, right? So her award-winning approach to improving human and animal health has been featured on NPR, BBC, CBS, and National Geographic. And in her time as CEO, Serafina Therapeutics has been recognized for its extensive research and education on pentadecanoic acid, aka C15. So if you're wondering what C15 is, this is the ingredient in fatty 15, which I'm sure you've heard about. So it's a supplement to support our long-term health and wellness. It's the first essential fatty acid to be discovered in over 90 years. It was discovered in dolphins. It has three times more cellular benefits than omega-3s. It's critical to keeping our bodies healthy as they age. And two out of three customers who take Fatty 15 report feeling benefits within 6 weeks, including healthier metabolism, lower anxiety, and deeper sleep. And in the episode today, we are getting into all of this. We're getting into the discovery, how C15 works in dolphins, and then how this was studied and applied to human health. We talk about how this essential fatty acid strengthens and replenishes the body's cells, can help humans sleep better, feel better, and look better. We talk how it supports women's health, natural body balance, and how to get beneficial fatty acids back into our diets. So I highly recommend checking out Fatty 15. You can visit fatty15.com and use the code BLONDEFILES for 15% off your first purchase. And if you want to nerd out on all the C15 science, which I know you'll want to after this episode, you can do so at www.discoverc15.com. All of this is in the show notes as well. So please enjoy Dr. Stephanie Venn Watson. Welcome, Dr. Venn Watson.
Great. Wonderful to be here, Ariel.
Really excited to talk to you. I have been doing a little bit of a deep dive on your work in preparation for this episode, and it's so fascinating. You have such a fascinating background, and I would love for you to tell us about how working with the Navy and working with mammals led you to this incredible discovery that some have said kind of flipped the food pyramid on its head.
I love it. You've already got a dive and flip it. So we'll right into some relevant stories. So I'm a veterinary epidemiologist. I was working for the World Health Organization and CDC for a while, helping to set up disease surveillance systems all over the world. And then about 20 years ago, I was invited by the Navy to help continually improve the health and welfare of aging Navy dolphins, which was a completely unexpected opportunity and turn of events. And I thought I would just do that for a couple of years and ended up being there for almost 20. And while there, you know, the Navy has cared for a population of about 100 bottlenose dolphins for over 60 years. They live in San Diego Bay. They go out into the open ocean every day, and every day they choose to come back. So it's really an amazing population. The Navy takes such good care of them that they live a lot longer than dolphins in the wild. So dolphins in the wild on average live to 20 years. At the Navy, they routinely live 40 to 50 years old. And so what happened with the Navy is they ended up having this growing population of older Navy dolphins. And interestingly, Ariel, some of them developed aging-associated diseases while others did not. And that allowed us to basically look for what small molecules present in the dolphin's diet predicted the healthiest aging dolphins. Mm-hmm. And so brought us to our conversation here today.
That's astonishing because that's 2x, almost 3x the lifespan in those dolphins. So can all of that be attributed to this molecule, which we're going to talk about, and other kind of lifestyle factors? Or is it the fact that they aren't being, I don't know if dolphins are preyed upon in the wild, or if, you know, there are boat accidents and things like that? What can be attributed to that kind of discrepancy?
Right. I mean, a great question. And you already answered it. You're on top of it. So absolutely, they're better protected. Right. When dolphins get sick, they're actually really good at hiding their illnesses until they're really sick. And then they are susceptible to prey and things like sharks. And, you know, the wild, we see Planet Earth and shows like that. And the wild's getting tougher for animals out there. So the Navy's done a really good job at protecting the dolphins against, you know, the threats that are out there naturally. And then added on top of that, figuring out exactly, not just one, but we actually identified about 100 small molecules that predicted the healthier aging dolphins. And just among the top of those was C15. So a contributor to longer, healthier lives and a lot more discoveries to come.
Mm-hmm. How do you even begin to hone in on those molecules?
Right? Good question. So we, because you can start with 100. We did start with kind of the ones that were right at the top. C15 really rose to the top because it was very clearly a nutrient that our bodies, the dolphins' bodies, don't readily make on their own, and that the main source of it comes from the diet. Now, in the dolphin source, the source was certain types of fish. Some dolphins were eating fish that had high C15, while other dolphins were choosing fish that had little to no C15. For us, our primary source of C15 is dairy fat. So C15 took the priority there. From there, we then took C15, moved it into the lab, and we did 8 studies over 3 years to see if C15 wasn't just associated with better health, but if in fact it could be active and beneficial. And at the end of all those studies, what we published in Scientific Reports in 2020 was that C15 is not just beneficial in a good fatty acid, but it was meeting these rare criteria of being the first essential fatty acid to be discovered in over 90 years since omega-3.
Wow. Can you talk about the process of how you prove that it's not just an association, how you prove that it actually is so beneficial?
Yeah. So what we did, we started first with the first question you usually ask in science is, how does it work? So if it's going to be beneficial, what is it? What we call the mechanism of action. And so from there, we did a bunch of cell-based studies and really used third parties for all of this because I'm a dolphin veterinarian and not a lab-based scientist. So we were able to use independent third parties to basically submit the molecule and get it tested and screened for a lot of different activities. And what we found using this panel called BioMap, it's basically 12 different diseases in a dish, and it sees what a molecule can do against these diseases. And we found that C15 had 36 significant clinically relevant benefits against 10 out of 12 of the diseases in a dish. It was so remarkable, these findings, that the people who ran the assay called us up and said, this is really rare to see a natural molecule that is this safe be this effective. So it did things like lower inflammation, stop scarring in relevant tissues. It did a lot of things that we associate with aging and chronic diseases. It helped reduce a lot of those risk factors. Mm-hmm. So once we had that underway, then we were able to then evaluate, you know, in humans to be able to say, you know, does it have this beneficial effect? At the same time, the epidemiological studies were being done in humans showing the same thing we found in dolphins, that people with higher C15, lower risk of type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and fatty liver disease. So really the world has been rallying around. So now there are dozens and dozens of studies on C15's benefits far beyond ours.
As a creator or an entrepreneur, you work so hard to build your brand, so you deserve all of the benefits, including all of the revenue. I know that this is one thing that can be really stressful for creators. We kind of feel like we are at the mercy of algorithms and this ever-changing social media landscape. So it's really important to diversify and have streams of revenue that you own completely. And with Kajabi, you can build your business the way that you want and you can keep everything that you earn. So Kajabi is the ultimate all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable recurring revenue. So no matter what your niche is, Kajabi makes it easy to turn your skills, your passions, and experiences into enriching online courses. They have exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, thriving communities, personalized coaching, and more. And the best part is Kajabi does not take a cut of your revenue. Everything is owned and controlled by you, so you keep 100% of what you earn. And with Kajabi, you also get robust analytics, easy payment options, email marketing tools, and customizable website templates, all built in. And the best part is you don't need a huge audience to make sustainable income. There are thousands of creators on Kajabi making six and even seven figures with less than 50,000 followers. So right now, Kajabi is offering a free 30-day trial to start your business if you go to kajabi.com/blonde. That's kajabi.com/blonde. Go to kajabi.com/blonde and join the creators and entrepreneurs who have made over $6 billion. These days, a lot of people are learning about all the benefits of fasting, like weight loss, mental and physical performance, gut health. We're learning more and more about how fasting plays a role in longevity. But if you are like me, you worry about the whole not eating part, especially as a woman. So this is exactly why Prolon was created. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making cells believe that they are fasting. So, researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, it supports cardiovascular health, and it reduces abdominal fat. So, Prolon is not a diet, it is science. It's actually science based on Nobel Prize winning discoveries in medicine. And it all starts with Prolon's 5-day program, which, full disclosure, I am about to do. I have been feeling just off after traveling and just having that feeling of my body being kind of bogged down. I'm having some bloating, some skin issues. So I cannot wait to do this 5-day program and just kind of reset everything. So the program has snacks, it has soups and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. And it's really unlike anything that you have ever experienced. So it's no wonder why thousands of doctors now recommend Prolon to support healthy blood sugar and cardiovascular health. Right now, Prolon is offering my listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/blonde. That's prolonlife.com/blonde. I will definitely report back how I feel. And if you guys do it, definitely DM me as well so that we can compare notes. Again, prolonlife.com/blonde. Was it just kind of a coincidence that it was being studied on humans at the same time? Or was this first discovered in this setting with the dolphins and then scientists decided to study it in humans as well?
Right. You know how every year there's a movie that comes out and then there are like two or three movies that have this, yeah. that have the same theme. And it's just like, is it a coincidence or how did it happen? Mm-hmm. Same thing happens in science a lot.
Got it.
I think a couple things that happened with C15, because your C15 is this odd chain saturated fatty acid that the world has known about since in the 1950s. There are a couple things that help bring it to light. For us, we kind of got a fast pass because the dolphins' data were so clean and clear. Mm-hmm. You know, all they eat are fish versus our diets are very complicated. So the same story was coming out in humans, just taking a little bit longer. So they were just right behind us. The other thing is that C15 used to just be considered a biomarker of other fatty acids. So it was not actually counted in a lot of studies before the early 2000s. They pulled C15 out of the studies, just assuming it wasn't active. So that just started coming back into the fold. So there are a lot of things happening in the world that it would have been, I hope, inevitable, but a big blinders we had up on C15 is that, you know, it's a saturated fatty acid. And so even though studies were starting to come out, I think a lot of us had blinders up saying, well, that can't really be true because it's a saturated fat.
Can you explain the difference between a saturated fat and an unsaturated fat?
Absolutely. Okay. So we're going to be a little bit nerdy chemists.
We love that here.
Yeah. Okay, great. So if we look at the chemical structure of fatty acids, it's a really simple answer. So it basically determines what determines a saturated versus an unsaturated fat is whether or not that chemical structure has double bonds in it. So you remember the like the sticks and balls that we would have to put together the structures. If there's a double bond between any two of the carbons, that actually becomes a weak point for a molecule. And that molecule can now, it can bend, but it's also susceptible to getting attacked by oxygen, which then results in lipid peroxidation, oxidative radicals, you know, all these things that are bad for our cells and for us. So a saturated fat has no double bonds. So it's a very stable fatty acid, and an unsaturated fatty acid has a double bond. If it's a polyunsaturated fatty acid, it has multiple double bonds. So hence the difference between the two. We've traditionally seen saturated fats as bad, but it ends up there are two categories of saturated fats. One is an even chain saturated fatty acid like C16, C18, and the others are these odd chain saturated fats like C15, C17. So it ends up that even chain saturated fats continue to be associated with poor health, pro-inflammatory, increased risk of type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and these trace levels of these little odd chain saturated fatty acids, lower risk of type 2 diabetes. So really amazing and anti-inflammatory.
Can you tell us what that looks like in real life? I mean, what foods, what things that we consume would be categorized under saturated, unsaturated, polyunsaturated?
Absolutely. So saturated fats, we think about, you know, when saturates were seen as all bad saturated fats, that is why we've been told to avoid since the late 1970s, whole dairy fat, butter, cheese, red meat. Those are the things that are that contain high levels of all types of saturated fats. And then polyunsaturated fats are like your oils, your omega-3s, omega-6s, and those are your kind of traditional polyunsaturated fatty acids.
It's so interesting, though, because I feel like in other places in the world, their diets maybe incorporate more dairy, more cheese, things like that, and they tend to be healthier. That could be a total overgeneralization, but then we are here. So does that have to do with this fat content, or is it, you know, probiotics and things that are in the dairy, or can you speak to that at all?
Absolutely. I mean, it's one of the leading hypotheses that we're pursuing, which is, you know, as we've moved away, most societies, not all, as we've moved away from drinking and eating whole dairy fat, we've actually taken C15 out of our lives. And we know population-wide, our C15 levels have been declining because of moving away from this. And the hypothesis is that we've accidentally created nutritional C15 deficiencies that, in fact, are driving these, you know, increased risks of and the rise in type 2 diabetes, heart disease, cancer, especially among younger and younger people. And to your point, Ariel, the communities that still have the whole fat in their diets, that they are seen as, you know, having protection against it. We still have to balance, you know, the dichotomy of there are these even chain, pro-inflammatory, even chain saturated fats at much higher levels in dairy fat. So it's really finding that balance of getting the good fats along with trying to cancel out the effects of those bad ones.
How does somebody go about finding that balance? I mean, is it just everything in moderation or incorporating some of these things and then supplementing as well? What can that look like in practice?
It's a great question. It's when I was at the Navy is when this discovery was made. And so this is a Navy technology and invention. And one of the reasons why we worked with the Navy to help bring a pure C15 supplement to the world, you know, through Fatty 15 was for this purpose. So it was the recognition that if you give pure C15, for example, studies have shown that you can get the benefits of improved liver health, decreased glucose, and lowered cholesterol. And those benefits are not as high. In fact, they could be the opposite if it was just dairy fat. That said, I think that, you know, we're going to get to, hopefully we get to the place where we look at our kids and children, you know, it's milk. So it's what every mammal gets from birth. So we probably are going to just need to get whole fat milk for kids who aren't lactose intolerant and can have it back into their lives and allow them to have it. But maybe we don't need that pro-inflammatory, you know, food for knowing that we're going to live into, you know, 100 and 100 or longer. And maybe that's not what we have our whole lives. So we kind of then fix it by supplementing with the pure C15.
Tell us how the supplement version came to be. I mean, was there kind of this aha moment after seeing all of the studies and the data and the not only the associations, but, you know, you proved all of these different benefits that it has against fighting disease and all of that?
Right. So we, you know, we were initially developing pure C15 as a drug, as a pharmaceutical. Oh. It was looking so promising, especially in the area of fatty liver disease, you know, which is now affecting 1 in 3 people globally. And it kind of showed up out of nowhere, you know, in the 1980 it was first reported at Mayo Clinic, and now present in 1 in 3 people. So one of the hypotheses is that fatty liver disease is a C15 nutritional deficiency syndrome. So understanding that, we were moving forward for this as a potential pharmaceutical to help treat fatty liver disease. And then COVID hit. So, and clinical trials all went to the side. And at the same time, we were discovering that it was meeting the criteria of being an essential fatty acid. And so when all of those things happened, you know, our advisors, our clinical and science advisors said, listen, enough is enough with the science. You've been working on this, you know, by then it was, you know, eight years on the molecule. And they said, it's time to bring it to the world. And because it's a natural ingredient, maybe the way to increase the accessibility to people isn't as a pharmaceutical, but as a supplement. And so we ended up developing it pure. We made it vegan friendly and found a way to be able to bring this pharma grade C15 out as a supplement to be able to make it much more accessible to the masses.
When it comes to online shopping, my first stop is always Revolve. I know that I do not have to tell you guys why Revolve is so amazing, but I will. I'll tell you why it is my go-to style destination. So first of all, I think that they have the absolute best curation of brands from high-end to emerging to exclusive labels, not only in fashion, but in beauty and also home goods. They consistently have the latest and most sought-after trends in fashion. Everything is authentic, high quality. They ship so quickly. This is one of my favorite things. If I have something coming up, like an event or a trip, I can have everything in the next few days. They also have the best curated edits and collections that help me find styles that suit my specific preferences and needs. So, for example, when I was going to St. Bart's, I had no time to do any shopping in person. And sometimes if I go to other websites, I just get overwhelmed with the selection. With Revolve, I go onto the website, I can go to their vacation edits, and everything is already narrowed down for me. And it's just so easy to shop. I also love that you can shop for a date night, you can shop for a concert, you can shop for a weekend outfit, night out, special event, whatever it is, they have such an amazing curated selection. Same thing with skiing, weddings, they have rich girl energy, they have denim, they have all things femme, they have Western, they have the festival shop. I know Coachella is coming up, so that's huge. So it's just so, so convenient. And then, of course, I also love Forward. So this is like Revolve's luxury sister. This is my destination for all things luxury. They have some of the world's best designers like Bottega Veneta, Saint Laurent, The Row, Balenciaga, Burberry, and more. So between Revolve and Forward, I don't need to go anywhere else. I get absolutely everything that I need and love. So from last minute trips to event dressing and seasonal refreshes, Revolve has you covered with fast 2-day shipping and hassle-free returns all on them. So go to revolve.com/blonde today and you can shop my top picks for the season. And don't forget to check out the festival edit while you're there. It just dropped and it is too good for anybody going to Coachella or anything else this spring. Again, go to revolve.com/blonde, revolve.com/blonde. When it comes to skincare, obviously we want products that are going to provide visual improvements, but I feel like a lot of people stop there. And something that I've really been thinking about lately is my skin health span. So really thinking about my skin at a deeper level. You guys know that I am a big believer in formulations that have been rigorously clinically tested, approved by dermatologists, and endorsed by experts. And that is how I found the Swiss cellular longevity brand Timeline. So they just released a new skincare line that supports your health and longevity while giving you that youthful look full of life that we all want. So their secret weapon is called MitoPure, and it's the first and only bioactive clinically proven to renew your cells' energy supply to help your skin fight against both intrinsic and extrinsic aging factors. So what that means in practice is essentially it helps reduce skin thinning and loss of elasticity as it supports the processes inside the skin cells that power up collagen assembly and formation in just 72 hours. I have to say that I notice a huge difference after using their night cream. After just a few days, my skin was looking really dull and dehydrated despite all the other products that I use. And so I incorporated the night cream into my routine and it brought my skin back to life. It's also clinically proven to protect skin against photo damage by reducing inflammation caused by UVBs by 15%. And yes, it is also clinically proven to dramatically reduce the appearance of wrinkles as early as 2 weeks of use. The cherry on top is that it is non-irritating and it's super safe. So they have the serum, they have the night cream, and they have the day cream, which all contain a minimum of 84% natural ingredients, no added fragrance or dye, and they have great scores on safety rating apps. So I have seen a real difference in my skin, and I know I'm investing in its health. If you want to try it for yourself, Timeline Nutrition is offering my community 10% off the Timeline Skin Health line at timelinenutrition.com/blonde. That's TimelineNutrition.com/blonde and use the code blonde. Okay, let's rewind a little bit because myself and maybe some of the listeners are thinking this sounds amazing, but what exactly is the role of an essential fatty acid in our bodies? Like, why is this so important?
Right. Where does the essential come from?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So the definition of an essential fatty acid is that it is a nutrient that our bodies must have at certain levels in order to maintain our baseline health. And if we have levels that are too low, we will literally start falling apart. For C15, it's at the cellular level. But our bodies can't make it. So our bodies can make a lot of different types of fatty acids, but it can't make something that's an essential fatty acid. And that's why you have to get certain levels of this nutrient from the diet in order to have those baseline levels. So prior to the discovery of C15, there's one omega-3 and one omega-6 that had met those criteria, and they were both discovered back in 1929 and 1930. So it's been a long time since a nutrient has really met those criteria. And so exciting that the dolphins helped us, you know, discover something that's helping them, but us as well.
Okay. So let's talk about this in the context of women's health. How is this relevant in something like hormonal health, PCOS, things like that, if you can speak to that?
Right. We've seen the world has seen an increase in things like, with metabolic syndrome that goes alongside with fatty liver disease, as does PCOS. And so we've seen, the world has seen an increase of these diseases in all populations, but, women especially, and of course, specific to PCOS. And so the underlying driver, a lot of these conditions is insulin resistance. And we're seeing an increase in this. And a lot of, I don't want to say blame, but a lot of it gets attributed to, oh, we have terrible diets and we aren't exercising enough and our, you know, there are environmental factors. But what's interesting is similar metabolic syndrome was popping up in the dolphins as well. And, you know, the predictive protective factor against it and then what treated it in the dolphins was C15. So the dolphin model, the population kind of takes out a lot of these other factors that, you know, we've been talking about. You know, dolphins don't eat ultra processed foods mm-hmm. and they're not overweight. And mm-hmm. so there are a lot of things that help clean up at least a component for women. On women's health, some of the most exciting work around C15, in addition, of course, to metabolic syndrome and associated PCOS, has to do with really women's fertility and women's health and the health of our babies going from the ovary on up. That now numerous studies have shown that the more C15 a woman has in her body, the healthier her baby grows in her, and then as well as grows after the baby's born. Mm-hmm. So better body growth, better health circumference with regard to fertility, that the embryo divides at a healthier rate if it's in a milieu that has higher C15 in it mm-hmm. that comes from mom. So we're learning with regard to the essentiality of C15 that when you talk about essential to life, it's now appearing very early and translating all the way through, you know, as we get older mm-hmm. and our oldest years as well.
Mm-hmm. Who is this appropriate for? Can everybody take it? Can pregnant women, to your point, take it? Can older people, younger people, like, is this something that everybody should be including into their lifestyle?
Yeah, it should be seen as a vitamin. Mm-hmm. So kind of when we think about essential fatty acids, the way to think about that, it's the same definition as a vitamin. So mm-hmm. something that we all need. And so everybody needs it. Well, and we'll tell you that those that are most enthusiastic about it are in their 30s plus, because it has many different functions, but one of the core functions is it goes into our cell membrane, which is made out of lipids, and it's a very sturdy fatty acid, right? Because no double bonds. Mm-hmm. And it literally just helps make our cell membranes and our cells more resilient and more resistant to breakdown. And so those of us who are older, you know, once we hit 30 and up, we start breaking down.
The wheels start falling off.
Yeah, exactly. So our health starts to decline. Unfortunately, we start falling apart in our 30s. And so C15 helps to stabilize those cell membranes. It helps with cellular signaling with regard to, you know, metabolism, inflammation. We're learning more about hormones. So it's still early in mm-hmm. that stage. So everybody needs it. But the people who feel the benefits are a little bit broken. Uh-huh. And, you know, for me, you know, I've went through, you know, menopause. And so your aging rate accelerates once you hit menopause. Mm-hmm. And so sleep is poor. Hair was getting thin and fragile and falling out. My skin was just getting dry, super dry. And when I started taking Fatty 15, all of those things resolved, even joint pain. And so it first felt, you know, a little unbelievable, to be honest. It's like, well, there's got to be a placebo effect here. Mm. But we now understand it really is helping to shore up and youthify, right, our cells to get them back to where they were. And mm-hmm. if it's doing that, we're made out of cells. And it helps. And now we know there are a lot of other folks who are feeling that same benefits. And now the science there is behind it.
Since we are talking about aging in this episode, I want to tell you guys about something that I just learned about this week. That is senescent cells. So as we age, everybody accumulates these cells in their body, and these cells cause symptoms of aging, such as aches and pains, slow workout recoveries, sluggish mental and physical energy associated with that middle age feeling. And this is because they are essentially zombie cells. They're old and worn out. They're not serving a useful function for our health anymore, but they are taking up space and nutrients and resources from our healthy cells. So much like pruning the yellowing and dead leaves off of a plant, Qualia Senolytic removes these worn out senescent cells to allow for the rest of them to thrive in the body. So I just recorded an episode on this with one of the founders, and it's truly fascinating. One of the things that I found so interesting is the dosing. So you only take this 2 days a month because that's really all that you need to eliminate these cells from your body. And the benefits of incorporating this super easy micro habit are so far reaching in our overall health. So the formula is also non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, and the ingredients are meant to complement one another, factoring in the combined effect of all the ingredients together. It also has a 100-day money-back guarantee, so you really have nothing to lose trying Qualia Senolytic. So resist aging at the cellular level and try Qualia Senolytic. Go to neurohacker.com/blonde. For up to $100 off and use the code blonde at checkout for an additional 15% off. That's neurohacker.com/blonde. Well, I was telling you before we started recording that I've been talking about how I want baby dolphin skin. And you were like, oh, well, I have just the thing for you.
This whole endeavor and accidental discovery, really, of C15, unexpected discovery, you know, we've been pursuing for a decade the benefits to our metabolism, to our immunity, to healthy aging. And we weren't really expecting, you know, we weren't going after the hair and skin component, but it all makes sense. You know, if we have nutritional deficiency, one of the first things that gets seen is hair and skin, and aging creates a nutritional deficiency in C15 and or through our diet. So being able to get that back in, it's like, oh, okay, now I'm getting why the dolphins have super nice skin.
Mm-hmm, yeah. How does it differ? I mean, I know that so many people take things like omegas for, you know, inflammation, brain health, hormonal health, all of that. So how is this different from like an omega-3 or an omega-6?
Right. So there's two answers for that. The first is it's complementary. And that is because even though omega-3 and omega-6 and C15 are all meet the criteria of essential fatty acids, the omegas and C15 are kind of like the yin and yang. And that gets to this whole saturated, unsaturated fatty acid structure, mm-hmm. right? So while the omegas are good at making our cells flexible, the C15 is good at making our cells and resilient. So they work together in our cell membranes to help make our cells healthy. That being said, as we get older, our cells become more fragile. And so we need more of those bricks in our cell membrane to help kind of fight off the fragility part. With regard to benefits, we had the same question. So once we discovered that C15 was meeting the criteria of an essential fatty acid, we then actually tested it head-to-head against pure EPA, which is an omega-3, which has the most science-backed benefits specific to heart health. So mm-hmm. we were working around that. And we used that same biomap profile. And what we showed was that C15 had all the same cellular benefits, anti-inflammatory, anti-fibrotic, than pure EPA, and it had 3 times more benefits. So on that front, specific to cellular health, C15 outperformed even pure omega-3, but understanding there's complementary benefits. And we do recommend people get their omegas ideally from fish, you know, and it's because this instability of polyunsaturated fatty acids, it's hard to put an omega-3 in a supplement and have it stay stable because, again, it's an oil, oxygen hits it, and it goes through lipid peroxidation. And we now know, you know, multiple studies have shown that, you know, half of the omega-3 bottles that you take off your average grocery store shelf, half of those have lipid peroxidation levels that are above voluntary international safety standards. And it's not the, you know, the producers or the company's fault. It's a super susceptible fatty acid, and it's just really hard to keep it. So with regard to that, we recommend the, you know, trying to get as much as you can from fish.
Mm-hmm. Does that essentially mean that it's rancid?
Yeah.
The peroxidation?
Yeah. It's another way. Exactly. And okay. You know, if there's a scent tab in there, you know, in the bottle, things like that, it's kind of tipping you off. Or if it tastes fishy, that rancidity is what makes the fish taste stronger. If it smells bad when you open it, like those are all things exactly, Aria, like you're saying that it's, you know it. And the way we think about it and define it is rancidity.
Mm-hmm. I know that Fatty 15 is vegan friendly, And we do have so many supplements. And I wonder if, you know, people can get by eating low fat still and being vegan and just supplementing with all the rest. But it sounds like it's kind of a mix of the two.
It's a mix of the two. For C15, you really can, because it's a stable fatty acid. You know, it's not an oil. It's this pure white powder. So with regard to supplementation, you can get the C15 that you need, especially if you're vegan and you're not drinking cow's milk, because there's no C15 in plant-based milks, for example, that you can get it. And there's actually tests available to measure C15. So you can actually see if you're low and then be able to use C15 supplementation and use those tests to guide the amount of C15 you can and should take. In addition to, hopefully more than half of our customers feel better within 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. So the hope is that you feel it. And then the second is that you see those results when you go to the doctors, get blood work, see improvement in your blood work, but then also to just be able to measure where your C15 levels are.
Mm-hmm. Do you recommend everybody test before they take a supplement, or is it safe to take it without knowing what your levels are? Yeah,
so it's a good question. It's safe to take regardless of what your levels are. So there have not been any identified, you have too high levels. So the test is like a bonus. If, for example, we're taking it and if you weren't feeling the benefits, then that would be probably a good next step to say, well, let me see where my C15 levels are. And maybe I need to do some front loading to kind of get to that. But we recommend people start with at just one capsule a day and give themselves 3 to 6 months at that to see the benefits before having to spend any more money on more pills or tests.
So you mentioned how people feel. And I know that there have been reports of lowered anxiety, deeper sleep. What are some of the other benefits that people feel aside from how they look and, you know, their overall health? And what is the mechanism of that? How does it affect something like anxiety and sleep?
Right. Because the dolphins didn't tell us this.
Yeah.
They didn't tell, like, I got a good night's sleep last night. Feeling good. That ended up being a delight and surprise of Fatty 15 once it started really getting out to sizable populations. And I felt it myself. First, we're like, gosh, is this a placebo effect? And then we realized, no, this is real. The study on C15 has continued. We've continued to do it in the world as well. And what we found is actually we went back to the dolphins. And remember, we said we looked at all these like different molecules and we found 100. We were looking at molecules that were related to C15 in that list. And there was one right next to it, and it was called pentadecanoyl carnitine. We'll just call it PDC. And it ends up that our bodies use C15 to make this molecule called PDC. And when we then screened that molecule, right, went back and did that same process, and we screened how does this PDC have any interesting activities, that's what we found. It was the second ever discovered full-acting endocannabinoid, which means it's activating CB1 and CB2 receptors throughout our body and brain, which, you know, cannabis activates and it helps with sleep and mood. And all of a sudden, everything started really falling into place with regard to feeling better. And then those, you know, receptors, even though they're called cannabinoid receptors, they aren't there for us to have found, you know, marijuana. They're for a reason. They're the ultimate body balancers. Mm. And now we're coming to understand those receptors are there probably in part for this molecule. So we were meant to get C15 in our diet so we get the benefits of C15, but also so we could have this metabolite that then helps with the feeling good part, which is amazing.
Yeah, it's so crazy. It's just astonishing how complicated nature is. What are some other things, or is there something that you can think of that was surprising that you learned, whether it was around C15 or just from studying dolphins themselves? I mean, it has to be so fascinating.
Yeah, incredible. I mean, with regard to the dolphins, what was fascinating was, you know, again, because this is a unique older population allowed to get old, that they were developing diseases similar to us, you know, including fatty liver disease, including the full suite of changes in the brain consistent with Alzheimer's. And, you know, this is a population that's naturally allowed to get older. And these diseases, just like us, happen naturally over decades. So the value of that for us to be able to go in and how wonderfully my primary job was to help improve dolphins' health, right? And wonderfully how we're able to make these discoveries that then translate to our health too. So that's on the dolphin side. The C15 side, I have to say that the breadth of importance of the molecule science is still coming from us, but how much, say every 3 weeks, there's a new paper, a peer-reviewed paper being published on different benefits of C15 from others throughout the world has been a true gift to be part of this whole movement.
Yeah, that's incredible. It must just be so gratifying, both the working with animals and then also this discovery and, you know, the implications of that. It's incredible.
Well, things I'm not allowed to complain about life. It's been a good one. It's been great. And it's just, you know, following really for us, it's just following the science and letting the science lead. And then, you know, being able to help encourage others to be able to do that as well.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. Well, tell everybody where they can get Fatty 15 and find your work.
Absolutely. So you can get Fatty 15 at fatty15.com. And you can read and learn all about the supplement there. And then you can read and learn about all of the science around C15 at discoverc15.com. And that's where we put all the most recent publications from all over the world over on that site. So that can also help you fall asleep.
I actually love that stuff. That's what that keeps me up at night. Reading all
oh,
that.
Oh, no. Okay, well, you know, yeah. Choose carefully. It's a fun site.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Ariel is a wonderful being. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Of course. I hope you enjoyed that episode. And if you liked it, and if you like the show in general, please take a second to rate, review, and subscribe. It goes a long way, and it's actually the best way to support the show. Also, if you want to see more about each episode, you can head over to the Blonde Files podcast on Instagram. You can go to ariellori.com. And I'm always posting about each episode over on my personal page at ariellori.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.